Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The government is beginning to give in to the Gilets jaunes. Édouard Philippe announced early this afternoon that the increase in fuel taxes originally scheduled for January 1st will be postponed for 6 months. The reform of vehicle safety inspections is put off as well, and a freeze on the price of electricity and gas was also announced. According to the Prime Minister, no tax should endanger the unity of the nation. A large local tax consultation will begin on December 15th and is planned to last 3 months. Reactions multiply since these announcements were made by the Prime Minister, with a shared feeling: the government is still not doing enough. The head of Les Républicains, Laurent Wauquiez, asked that the tax increases be altogether cancelled, not just delayed. The same goes for Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Some representatives of the Gilets jaunes assure that they will continue their mobilization. Tomorrow, it will be up to all MPs to decide on the course chosen by the government to manage this crisis. A debate will be organized on ecological taxation and its consequences on purchasing power. The debate will be followed by a vote that will, however, not engage the government's responsibility. 13 people, including a minor, were presented to an examining magistrate today after the deterioration of the Arc de Triomphe during the demonstrations of the Gilets jaunes on Saturday. The damages amount to several hundreds of thousands of euros. Also in the news, Francis Holm is back in court. The trial on appeal of the double murder of Montigny-les-Metz opened today. 2 8-year-old children had been found dead along railroad tracks in 1986. The serial killer has always denied being the perpetrator. The initial trial had concluded with a sentence of life in prison. In soccer, the 15th day of Premier League has barely ended that the 16th day begins. Amiens Monaco and Nice Angers begin at 7 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock Montpellier receives Lille. And to finish, the French handball team will play tonight its third Euro match. Les Bleus must win if they want their best chances to qualify for the semifinals. The kickoff is at 9 o'clock in Nancy. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.